Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
It's 25 degrees in Brantford. I'm Ted Silver for Brian Sylvester. Canada's main stock index finished lower, weighed down by broad-based losses, while U.S. markets also lost ground. The S&P TSX Composite Index was down 115.79 points. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 125.18 points. The S&P 500 Index down 8.49 points. The NASDAQ Composite down 14.79 points. The Canadian dollar traded for 72.74 cents U.S. compared with 72.44 cents U.S. on Monday. Finance Minister François-Philippe Champagne says the Liberals will table the federal budget November 4th. It'll be the federal Liberals' first budget under Prime Minister Mark Carney. He's billed the spending plan as one of both cost-cutting and investment as Ottawa looks to protect Canada's economy against U.S. trade disruption. Prime Minister Carney has appointed Chrystia Freeland as Canada's new special envoy for the reconstruction of Ukraine. Freeland has resigned as Transport Minister, but will remain in the House of Commons as an MP until the next election. She's been one of Ukraine's most prominent government advocates on the world stage. The Quebec mother found not criminally responsible for abandoning her toddler will remain detained in a Montreal psychiatric hospital. A Quebec court judge ruled today that despite the 34-year-old woman's improving mental health, she still poses a risk to the public. The judge found her not criminally responsible yesterday because she was suffering from a mental disorder at the time. Another man has been arrested in the 2022 deaths of a migrant family on the Canada-U.S. border. The federal justice minister says Fenil Patel was arrested September 5th on an extradition request from the United States. He faces a hearing this week in Ontario Superior Court. The Blue Jays look to tighten their grip on first place in the American League East when they continue their series with the Tampa Bay Rays tonight. In Canada's Ethan Katzberg won gold in men's hammer throw at the World Athletics Championships in Tokyo. Clear skies tonight with fog patches developing overnight and a low of 10. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 28. The Humidex will feel like 32. Sunny on Thursday with a high of 27. Right now it's 25 degrees in Brantford. I'm Ted Silver.